talking about blending. God doesn't want us to mix. What do we do Matzah Shabbos? We say Havdalah. How do we start off the week? We leave Kedusha, we leave holiness of Shabbos, and we go into what? Into weekdays. But there's a problem. If we go into the weekdays, we're going to get contaminated. So we start off and we say Havdalah. Don't forget, you Jew. Hamavdil ben Kodesh l'Chol. Make a separation, make a division between Kodesh and Chol, between holiness and between the mundane. So much is that important to Hashem. That's why we don't drink the wine of the Gentile. Because Hashem was afraid that if we will drink wine with the Gentile, we'll sit at the same table with him, and we're going to mix with him, then we're going to take their children. We don't eat the bread of the Gentile. Because if we start to feast with them, we're going to learn from them. And this is what the rabbis instituted, that we should not succumb and we should not be affected by exposure to the life of the Gentile. The ocean is a dangerous place. An unseasoned swimmer shouldn't be in the waves. But a good swimmer, he knows how to handle the waves. The Rambam was that type of a person. He can go into a stormy ocean and not be affected, or whatever he heard, he will be able to transform it into an article of holiness. But for the average Jew, the rabbis were very concerned. It's easy for us to be influenced. That's why in the olden days they put walls around the cities. The Torah says, Hisham alecha, you have to put up safeguards, because it's very, very easy to be influenced. And then what happens is we play in to changing Adama from blessing into curse. And even the prophet Bilam, what did he say about the Jewish people? Am levodad yishkon. They are a nation all alone. Uvagoyim lo yischashov. They don't consider the goyim. They don't consider them vagoyim lo yischashov. Do we live like that? Are we today in Am levodad yishkon? Do we live alone? We try to. Lakewood, Borough Park, in places like that, in Jerusalem. We try to be separate. We don't care what their opinions are. The goyim have nothing to offer us. I can tell you, there's nothing that the Gentile has that I want. Zero. I don't want nothing of him. The money they can give us. But I don't want nothing from him.